Gay kids who want to be scouts will benefit by the decision, but AIDS Community Resources Director Michael Crinan first wonders if local troops will make them welcome.
Are you ever going to feel safe if you're a gay kid to say, like, you know, I'm gay or I might be gay? But the second is, like, all these noble ideals that the Boy Scouts present, you could rise up to the ranks and you could graduate with an Eagle Scout and then be told, we don't have anything to do with you because, by the way, you're gay and we can't have you involved with our boys.
After the vote, the local Longhouse Council governing body of Scouts opposes the inconsistency between youth and adult membership and says it has never barred or removed an adult for sexual orientation. The local body went into this week's vote supporting inclusion and said all youth who subscribe to Scout oath and principles should be open to membership. Crinan's organization runs the Q Center for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth, who he worries now could just hear another negative reminder.
It's like, oh, I'm always being discussed. You know, my sexual orientation is always a matter of, like, huge debate. It's debated in the churches. It's debated in government. It's debated in the schools. And so it's hard to feel good about yourself when you feel like, oh, now it's the Boy Scout who are going to say, am I worthwhile or not?
The Longhouse Council oversees 6,000 scouts in Onondaga and five other counties and seems ready to adopt the change. Back in 2001, then-Chancellor Kenneth Shaw barred use of the Carrier Dome for local scouts' boy power dinner because the anti-gay policy went against university policies. A Cayuga County troop was also asked to leave an HSBC bank building in Auburn over the policy in 2002. Chris Bolt, WAER News.